What are the safest vehicles on the road? The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety out with its top safety picks and the even more exclusive Top Safety Pick Plus. Let's turn now to Institute President David Harkey. So David, what is the overview here?
So the overview this year is that we have a record number of award winners with 90 vehicles on the list between the TSP and the TSP Plus. And so regardless of what you're looking for as a consumer to meet your transportation needs, there are vehicles that are award winners in all classes.
So why did the Top Safety Pick Plus field expand so much this year?
Two reasons really behind this. One is that the automakers continue to do a good job of putting better headlights on the vehicles and making those headlights standard equipment, good or acceptable rated headlights, standard equipment across all trim levels. And that's really important. And so they figured out how to get the aim of those headlights right, to cast as much light down the road as they can for drivers while preventing the glare for oncoming drivers. The second reason is the continued progress toward providing good front crash prevention. And that's also been important, not only for vehicle-to-vehicle crashes, but for vehicle-to-pedestrian crashes.
Now, obviously, we don't have time to go through all of the lists, and people can find those online anyway, but are there any particular companies that are doing better than others?
Yeah, the big winners this year, Hyundai Motor Group, which includes Hyundai, Kia, and Genesis brands, they had the most Top Safety Pick awards with 12 and also had 5 TSP Plus awards. Volvo is back at the top this year with 9 TSP Plus award winners. So those were the two companies that really did well.
Now, if you could just very quickly define for us what it means to be a Top Safety Pick, what it means to be Top Safety Pick Plus.
Yeah, to get either award, you've got to get a good rating in all 6 of our crash worthiness tests, where we evaluate how well the vehicle is protecting the occupant. You've also got to do well in our front crash prevention tests, both for the vehicle-to-vehicle and vehicle-to-pedestrian, and you've got to have good or acceptable headlights. The difference in TSP and TSP Plus is whether those good or acceptable headlights are available across all of your trim levels and packages for a given model.
Now, as I look through the winners, I see a notable lack of domestic vehicles, and of course, that's an important consideration here in the Detroit area.
It is, and it's a concern that we've discussed in past years, and it continues to be something that we would like to see improved. GM is certainly a company for the number of models that they produce. To only have a couple on this award list is disappointing. Same thing with Fiat Chrysler or Stellantis now. To only have the Ram pickup represented on our list is also very disappointing.
And the other issue there is that Ram pickup, which is a Top Safety Pick, is the only pickup truck on either list. Is there something about pickups that makes it harder for them to get these designations?
One of the real challenges for pickups are performing well in our headlight test, and specifically when it comes to eliminating the amount of glare for oncoming drivers. You know, that vehicles that produce too much glare get demerits in our test. And so the pickups generally start with higher headlights, and so they have to really figure out how do we cast enough light downstream without creating that glare. And so we've seen this over the years that pickup trucks really struggle, but the Ram is an example of how it can be done.
And it's also important to realize, people who are listening to this, that these are the safest of the safe. It doesn't necessarily mean that other vehicles out there are totally unsafe. These are the people who do the best.
Absolutely. These are the vehicles that perform well across the board with all of our criteria that we've established. But they can easily get onto our website at IHS.org and find any vehicle, look up any vehicle that they may be interested in purchasing and see how they performed in each of these categories of occupant protection, collision avoidance, and headlights.
And it has always seemed to me in doing this story every year or so that once you start getting a large number of vehicles on this list, you make it tougher to get on the list. You keep raising the bar. Are we going to see that in the next few years? Will you be adding other criteria there just to push safety a bit more?
Yeah, we've been working on several new tests, crashworthiness tests, modifying some of the existing tests that we have to be more reflective of the kinds of crashes that we're seeing in the real world and the occupants that we need to protect in the vehicle. And so within a couple years, we will be rolling out new tests, more stringent tests for the automakers to try and meet these challenges. In addition to that, there continues to be new technology, collision avoidance technology, that is added to the vehicles. And so we are evaluating whether that will eventually become part of the TSP award criteria as well. So definitely look for changes coming, probably not this year, but in the following year.